"Help me right here," said John. And I grasped the bottom rim. We lifted the barrel up into the pickup and then sat down on the tailgate. Hot. A warm canyon breeze spilled across the yellow grass. It was this one summer back home. I was young. About the time most kids getting out of school, I'd done quit. Old man Cummins had me helping him, lifting all this heavy weight on a wagon load. We made a tote, set in the shade to rest. He must have started remembering. Commenced to talking, says, "Summer clover, jingle, jangle." He done taken and put his hand in his pocket and pulled out the silver dollar. Looked at it like he never even seen it before. Smooth, so you couldn't even read the words on it. Man on the side rubbed off from being carried so long. It was meadow clover, all over stretching out green and yellow. I didn't say nothing. He talked. Said, "I was 17. They come in wagons, putting on gypsy carnivals. Whole town wanted them to go on, knowing they'd steal what all was loose. Everybody came down to the tent that night anyway. They paid me a dollar to water horses. I worked all afternoon, hard. I was 17, for a dollar. She had eyes that laughed. Same color as them fancy shoes. Laughed like silver baubles on a red and blue velvet dress, color of midnight. Even in the dark, I seen me looking back from those black eyes. I wasn't scared. She showed me slow, easy, the whole field of yellow clover, bells on her shoes, real soft, jingle, jangle. So many nights I can't sleep. Smell comes in the window after me. When my wife's alive, times I lean the whole night beside her, shaking, awake all that dark, tearing holes in me. Nothing I could do but stay there and listen for the sound of silver wind bells. Kids in the next room sleeping. Nobody could hear it or smell it but me. Summer clover, jingle, jangle. He sat there, staring at that money in his hand, almost like he's talking to it, like he done forgotten I was there too. Never said no more. Closed his eyes, put it in his pocket. I could tell he was smelling the summer grass. It was all over for then. So, let's take this pig feed up to the pens and we'll be done. Lifting it down won't be as hard as getting it in. Second half of anything's always easier than the first. And from the Canticles, a poem that begins with an epigraph that is probably